Here we go with the word. Are y'all ready or not? Say, okay. Now this is one that you're going to need to set up and listen. Now you ain't going to have no problem listening because I'm going to scream it at you the whole time. All right? I don't like those screaming preachers. You're in trouble today. Yeah. Now, I want to have the best year of my life. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting 25 to be the best year of your life? Say, yeah, we live life like we think we got all these other years. This might be your year you going to heaven. Or if you're not saved, that you go to hell. I'd like to make it the best year of my life. I don't know. I'm 62 now. I don't know how many years I got. I got things hurting. Some things are causing me trouble. You know what I'm saying? Do what now? Wait a little bit. You be quiet. Hey, we ain't got no time to wait. We don't know we've got a tomorrow. Why don't we, people are coming in with a new administration in our country and they're wanting to make changes. They're wanting to make some things better in this country. And that's what they want to do. And you can say you don't believe in them, whatever. I don't know. But all I know is, man, I hope it's true. You hear me? I hope so. I do. I'd like to have a safer nation. Wouldn't you? Yes or no? Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't that be nice? Say, what's wrong with it? I can't believe you like that. Of course I love it. I love that. I love prices to be better. Okay? It's not that I can't afford them. I can afford them. I just think it's wrong. Got it? Say. I ain't crazy about cereal being $5 or $6 a box or whatever, or eggs being $5 or $6. I don't go shopping, so I don't know. I go to the restaurant so I can tell you the restaurant prices did this. Whoop! You hear me? I go to a lot of restaurants. But the bottom line is I'm looking forward to, a better year. That's what I'm hoping, for our country. But what about my life? What about your life? Are y'all listening? Would you like to have the best year of your life? Yes or no? No, I've already had one. I'm good. Wouldn't you like to have the best year of your life? Say, the very best year of your life. How many of there was a year in your life you were dumb as a box of rocks? You made stupid decisions. Can I see your hand? How many would say I did that? You want to have that again? Wouldn't you like to make good decisions this year? And not fall into the traps of the devil, the traps of other people, or whatever. Wouldn't you like to be smart this year? Say, just smart. I'd like to be smart this year. How many had a year or so in your life where, man, your relationship was horrible? Let me see. Some relationships, they were terrible. Wouldn't you like to have good relationships this year? Say, y'all with me or not? We're going to talk about it today. I'm in a series for at least 2 weeks, how to make 2025 the best year of my life. Amen? Can it happen? There's going to be trouble this year. There's going to be death. There's going to be sickness. There's going to be pitfalls. There's going to be challenges. They're going to be there in your life and in my life. I think of Miss Brenda. You had just one of the worst, toughest years. I don't know if it's the worst, but it was the toughest year of your life. Losing your husband, your son, and some other loved ones. But a lot of us couldn't. And it was rough. It was hard. Okay? But even hard years can be the best year. How can that happen? Are you kidding me? Let's look at it. I'm ready now. Are y'all with me or not? Say, I'm ready. I don't know about you people. You're okay. I mean, that first crowd did pretty good. Then it got a little sleepy. I mean, man, I hated that. They said it was good. Well, they should have told me. Anyway, their face didn't show up. But let's go. This is a kicktail message. And you're my team. And I want to win. I want to win in 2025. I want to have a great year. I want to have a great marriage. I have great relationships with my children. I want to have great relationships with you and with my town. I want to have peace when I lay down at night and not have crazy stuff going through my head all the time. How many do that some? Yeah. I want a great year. Can I have one? Oh, yeah. You can have it, Gary, and you can have it too. Let's go to God's Word. Here we go. 2025. It's coming. How many thought you'd never make it to 2025? It's ridiculous. I can't even believe I'm still around. This is crazy. I'm still here, man. Golly. Let's look at it. How can we make 2025 the best year what? Possible. I can't fix all the mess. I can't stand at home and shutting the door. I won't go out so nothing to get me or bother me or hurt me. I'll have a great year. That ain't life, man. Get out and live. But there's going to be problems. There's going to be struggles. But it can still be the best year. Amen. So let's find out how we can do it from God's Word. This ain't just some little, you know, lay me down to sleep talk. This is going to be God's Word from the Bible, how I can have the best year. So let's open up that book right there and see what we can find. So here's the message today. Say it out loud. You want the best year in 2025 years? Say that really loud. Do what? Good job. Put God first. But the problem is we don't know what that is. I put God first. I'm putting God first in my life. What is that? God, you're first. I mean, but we put our wife first, husband first. We put, who do we put first most of the time? Us first. You know, whatever. But what is it? If it's how I can have the best year possible, then I need some help. And I'm here to help you today. Put God first. What does the Bible have to say about this? And I want to look at this subject today. And I think you'll learn if you'll listen and pay attention. Okay, here we go. But it's up to you. It's up to you. You want to have a year that sucks? Have at it. Excuse my language. Okay? Have at it. You're doing crazy, stupid stuff. Maybe you're in a relationship. You're dating somebody that you know is absolutely nuts. They probably going to keep being nuts. Okay? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying. Come on. What does it mean? You say, you know, God, you say you want to bless me, you want to help me. Where are you? And he's like, I'm right here. But I'm like ninth in your life. Or not even on the list. So put God first. Why should I put God first? This is the first of the question. Why should I do it? Why should I put God first? Okay? I'm just going to say a few things to you. Because he's holy. God is holy. 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 And me and you ain't. Got it? Yes or no? That's why we should put him first. He's absolutely perfect. See, that's the Word of God. You might say, I don't believe that. You don't believe in that Bible stuff. That's your problem. You think you got all the answers. You're smart, Jack. Come on. You don't have all the answers. But God does. He's holy. He's absolutely perfect. That'd be fine if we quit right there. But wait a minute. God is omnipotent. What does that mean? He's all powerful. That's why you should put your trust in him. Y'all hear me? Three of you. Here we go. He's omniscient. God is omniscient. I'm taking you to seminary school. This is what they teach you when you go to big fancy colleges. God's omniscient. What's that mean? He's all knowing. He knows everything. He knows everything that's going to happen. It did happen. Everything you're going to face, he knows what you think. Put your trust in him. Put him first in your life. He is omnipresent. God is. What does that mean? He's ever present everywhere. Even, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. You're with me. God is the one we put our trust in. God is the one we make number one in our life. This, I'm just trying to make the case why you should do it. So far, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. Okay? I don't know anybody else that's going to do this for you. There is nobody else. Put him first. Put God first in your life. God's immutable. That's a word we don't use very much. God is immutable. What does that mean? It means he's consistent. When we're like yo-yos, don't you want your wagon hooked to him? How many would say in my life there have been some really up and down times? There have been some crazy times in my life. He is the one you can hook your wagon to. You put him first and you'll see a little bit smoother ride. I ain't saying you're not going to have problems. I'm just saying he's going to pull you through them. Amen? It's going to be good, buddy. Consistent, he never changes. The church changes today. A lot of the church today doesn't even preach Jesus anymore. They get together and make you feel good or whatever. But then you go home to your crappy life or whatever you're struggling with. Man, I need somebody to help me in my life. Amen? God never changes. He is consistent. This is why I should put my trust in him. God is also what? He's eternal. Okay? We don't know when our day's coming. We don't know when we're going to pass away. It's going to be heaven or hell. Okay? He's eternal. Nobody's taking him out. Okay? He has no beginning, he has no end. He'll always be. Why wouldn't I put him first? I don't know anybody that I could put first that would be even close to him. You hear me or not? Say, beautiful. So we're getting somewhere. He's free from time. What a time schedule, that time frame. Why don't you just put your trust in him? Put him first in your life. Okay, put that time thing on him. God is infinite. We're just making the case why you should. Why you should. I can't believe how stupid people are. They put their trust in a Hollywood star. That's the dumbest thing. They're so stupid. They think they made a movie now. Now they should tell us everything in our life. You're a nut. How about that? Or a sports star. So you can shoot a basketball. Now you're going to tell me how to live my life? I don't think so. Got it? Say. Put your trust in him. Put God what? Are you learning a little bit why you might should? Say. Maybe. Maybe. Let's keep looking. So God's infinite. He's free from limitations. He's unlimited. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. How about the one who's infinite? I can't make it. Hang on. You put him first. See if you can't make it. You understand? How many made it through some stuff in your life and you look back now, I can't believe it happened. I can't believe I got through it. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Put God what? God is self-existent. What does that mean? You didn't know God was so big, did you? You thought he was like, now lay me down and sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. Pass that far away, pray the Lord my soul to take. That's about it. No, he's a pretty big God. He is self-existent. What does that mean? He is free from dependency. What does that mean? He doesn't need you. Isn't that a good thing? Glad he doesn't need me. He loves me. He wants to use me. He wants me and him to have a relationship. He wants me to function in that relationship. He wants me to be more than I ever thought I could be because of him. But he doesn't need me. Got it? Why would I not put my faith and trust in him? Why would I make him number one in my life? He's also, God is self-sufficient. There again, he's free from what? Are you free from needs? No. He is free from needs. So he doesn't need you. He wants to love you. He wants to change your life. He literally, might sound weird, he wants to save you. That's not weird. He wants to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You'll never perish when you put your trust in Christ. But he's given you his word and his spirit. This is the weird part. I don't care. That's the way I say it. Here goes. He wants to not just walk alongside you in life. He wants to crawl up inside of you. He wants to inhabit you. He wants to come out of your mouth. I got a big one. He wants to be seen in your hands, your eyes. He wants to fill you up with himself, which is to fill you up with his love. God wants love to flow through you. Do you hear me or not? Now, he doesn't need you, need me. But boy, do we ever need him. You hear me or not? Are y'all with me so far? Are y'all intrigued? Where is the message going? Well, I had to reel you in. I cut myself off. So it's a big deal, man. We need God. And we need to put him first. Now, we haven't told you how to put him first. I've just made the case that of all the people on the planet, how many ever put somebody first and it wasn't yourself, but it was a mistake? Can I see some hands? It was a mistake. How many wrapped your world up in somebody? That was a mistake. See there? You'll never say that with him. Now, sometimes you'll be so full of the devil and so depressed you might make accusation against him. But you'll never stand before a holy God and say, you did this and you did that and you... No. God's a good God. So, Let's keep building the case. Why should I do it? Well, because God's never been wrong. God's never been wrong. I want to have the best year of my life, so I'm going to put him first. Why? Because he's never been wrong. That's pretty nice, ain't it? How many trusted the advice of somebody, buddy, it cost you a lot? Anybody want to say that? I listened to him like a fool. Screwed me up. God, why should I put him first? Because he created everything that is. Everything. You'll know something about stuff? He did it. He even made you. What? Yeah. You're not a big bang. That's all a big lie. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Every life is precious. That's why we stand for the unborn child. Do you understand that? You might not understand that. See, because you think you're smarter than him. You're not. You're a dumb person. That's a precious life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Doesn't matter what you say. Why? Gary, you're tough. You're mean. I could care less. No, his way's right. Your way's wrong. My way's wrong. See, that's what putting God first looks like. That's crazy, ain't it? You ain't one of them put God first people, are you? Mm-hmm. And times I don't do it's when I mess up. Y'all hear me? How many of you knew to put him first and you didn't and you messed up? You messed up. I messed up. Come on. We're still going. Why should I put him first? Well, he gave his one and only son for you. There's only one way to heaven. Every other way is a lie. Every other way is a lie. You might say, that's terrible. You shouldn't say that. I don't care what you say. You're not going to win the argument with me. He wins the argument. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and what? Only son. What was his name? That whosoever believes in who should not perish but have everlasting life. And you might say, yeah, but that's just your opinion. No, that's God's word. And you might say, well, I don't believe God's word. Well, then the rest of the message ain't going to mean a bit of sense to you then. But here's the good news. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. If you'll listen to me today instead of cut me off, you just might have some faith. You might start to see things a little differently than maybe you've been thinking. You hear me or not? Okay, let's keep going. I think it's a pretty good idea to put him first. I really do. I just don't think you're going to find anybody else that's going to give you the best year that you've ever had in your life. Him. Okay, why should I put him first? Well, God wrote all this down in a book so you could see it with your own eyes. And read it for yourself. And a lot of times that's our problem right there. You don't believe that Bible, do you? I don't understand the Bible. I never understood anything I didn't read either. I'm one of those people, I get something and I throw the instructions right in the garbage. Generally speaking, I do that. I mean, I'll keep them, I'll look at them, and I always end up with a couple extra things. How many are like me? Hey, where does that go? And then you know what I say? It's fine. I didn't need them. You know what I mean? Well, God wrote it all down in a book so you could find him, so you could trust him, so you could make it through life, so you could win no matter what the circumstance. Because you plus him, that's victory right there. So let's talk about it then. How do I do it? So we've made the case. I think we have. Why? Why I should do it? Now you might say, I don't need him. I don't need God. I'm fine. Great for you. Good. One day you ain't going to be fine. You're going to be deader than a hammer. Talk to me then. You hear me or not? Well, one day stuff's going to hit the fan. And all of a sudden, you're going to get weak-kneed and not know what to do. Wouldn't it be nice to know you got a friend that sits closer than a brother? Wouldn't it be nice to know that God loves you and you love him and you can make it come hell or high water? Wouldn't it be nice? Yes or no, amen. So there's a way. There's a way. There's a book in the Bible. It's called the Book of Proverbs. Okay? The Book of Proverbs. It has 31 chapters in it. And I tell you right now today, one of the best ways you can be a smarter person, you can have your life change, you can make better decisions, is if you read one chapter every day of the book of Proverbs. This is just a little extra I'm throwing out. So today's date is what? The what? 29th. So you read Proverbs 29 today. Tomorrow you read which one? And then the next day you read which one? And on New Year's Day you read which one? And then two, and then three. You might say, Gary, why you say that? Well, it's a really good way to put God first. Every day. But here's the cool thing about it. I love the book of Proverbs because it says stuff like this. The wise man does this, the fool does this. I like that. I like that kind of stuff. Did he right? Did he wrong? Do this one. Amen. Say. And that's the way a lot of the book of Proverbs goes. It's not all like that, but a lot of it's like that, and you'll be smarter. Does it talk about how to deal with money in that book? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. How about relationships? Sure. How about running your mouth? Yes or no? How about going after the wild woman? Is that in there? Woo, is that in there? That's a humdinger of a chapter right there, I'm telling you. But I'm just saying, there's a way to do this. Now, so today's message is not really on what I just said, but I'm using the book of Proverbs for our message today. Y'all with me or not? We're trying to put God first. How do I do it? We're going to go to the book of Proverbs. Y'all right so far? If you're new today, I know you're loving me right now. No, I'm just kidding. You probably don't, but that's fine. I'm good. But here we go. There we go. Let's say this verse out loud because we want to put God first. Is that what we're trying to do? Here's the verse. Say it with me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Help me now. Keep going. But fools despise wisdom and you. How many don't understand what that said? You hear me? So if we're going to put him first, let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Let's learn something today. So here we go. We're talking about putting God first. I'm talking about having the best year of my life. I got a couple of messages on it, but this is probably the granddaddy of them right here. Put him first. What does that mean? Well, putting God first means to fear the Lord. Putting God first means to fear the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? It's the beginning of my head that He made, my brain. He made this. It's the beginning of me starting to think right. Not just think right, live right. Do right. Who doesn't want to think right, live right, and do right? Sound like a pretty good year to me. Amen or oh me. So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. So here's the problem. What's the fear of the Lord? I don't know what that is. Come on, we're going to learn. What does it mean to put God first? That's what we're trying to discover today. Well, it means to fear the Lord. So what does the fear of the Lord mean? Say that word with me. It means what? Reverend, what does that mean? Does that mean dress up? Does it mean kneeling all day? What does this mean, reverence? Shh, be quiet. You're in God's house. What does it mean to reverence the Lord, the fear of the Lord? Well, it means to what? To respect Him. To look up to Him. We done made that. We put the big list. Why wouldn't you look up to Him with all the stuff that was on the screen? It means to respect Him. To put Him in His proper place, which is where? Number one in my life. That's what the fear of the Lord is. It's putting God first in your life. Y'all hear me or not? So, the fear of the Lord, or putting God first in my life, respecting the Lord, putting my faith in Him, is the beginning of the best year of my life. You hear me? You can start your day like that. Putting God first. Respecting Him. Honoring Him. It's going to give me the best day of my life. Doesn't mean everything's going to be good, but it means he's in his rightful place and we're going to make it through no matter what it is. You hear me or not? Do I sound like a kook? Good. So give God first place. That's what it means to fear the Lord. So what does it mean to fear the Lord? It means to give God what? First place. Yeah. Give him first place. So let's just talk about that. Let's look at that. So that means to give God what? Priority. Yeah, but this political candidate, I like them, and they say it this way, and this is what they believe. And it's different than what God says, but I like this one. I'm going to say it this way. You're a fool. Put your faith and your trust in God. Did you hear me? Yeah, but you know, there's these circumstances or whatever. Put your faith in God. He never changes. Doesn't mean he's old-fashioned. No, it just means he's right. He's holy. He doesn't need to change because what he said was right the first time. We're the ones that's waffling. We're wafflers. How many like the Waffle House? I didn't know I'd really like the Waffle House until recently. I mean, I started going on these trips to Carolina multiple times a year, up there, Carolina a lot. And man, they're the ones that's open. And they're right next to the gas station. I'm going to tell you right now. And they usually have good grits like Southerners make them. Just throwing that out. And if you're 55 and over, which I am, I can get me 2 eggs, grits, some crispy bacon. I can even get the cinnamon raisin toast done well done for like $6. Back to the message. Here we go. Here we go. A little commercial in the message. Waffle House. Here we go. Come on. I'm sure some of them ain't too good, but the ones also it helps if you're nice to the people, okay? Say that, don't be not nice to them. No, don't do that at the Waffle House. You know, and you might need to have a gun. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. Here we go. Back to the message. Here we go. So what does it mean to put God first, give him priority? It means to fear the Lord. What's fear the Lord mean? It means to reverence him, respect him. What does that mean? It means put him first. What does that mean? Give him priority in your life. What does that mean? Give him his rightful what? You're here today. I don't know why you're here. Now, a lot of you, I do. I've known you. And some of you, I know you have your faith. This is why you're here. Isn't it funny? Sunday's the what day of the week? It's the first day of the week. It's Resurrection Sunday. First day of the week. That's why we have church on Sunday. Yeah, that's when church started changing. With the resurrection of Christ. I know there's pagan things and all that, but I'm going to tell you right now, the reason I come to church on Sunday, it's first day of the week. Sunday for me wouldn't be right without coming to church. You hear me? I hit the golf ball later. I'll watch football later. But I'm going to put him where? Did y'all hear me? And that's not a slam on you. That's just why I do it. Got it? Rightful position. So put God first. Got a little bit further to go. We're making it, though. Why should I put him first? I think I've already given a ton of reasons. But what's some more? It's the beginning of knowledge. That's why you should do it. You might think you're smart already. You don't even have any idea how good you can be. You should put him first. Why should I put him first? It's the foundation of true understanding. You want to truly understand things? Know him. Know his word. Amen? I could talk all day about that. I'm not. I'm going to keep moving. Why should I put him first? It's the path to what? Can we just take a poll? How many would just say, man, I have been so stupid in my life? Can I see some hands? Anybody with some stupid people raise your hand with me this morning? You don't have to be stupid. I just always been stupid. You don't have to keep being stupid. There's a way out of your stupidity. It's called putting God first. You hear me? Now, it's not a wand I can wave. It's not like a lot of you TV preachers. If you give God, give money, you'll get your blessing. No. This message is you're going to have to work your tail off. Like real life is. Amen? Putting God first takes work. Say that out loud. Putting God first takes what? It's going to take work. How many of you were first at something and you just didn't have to work at it? Usually you have to work at it. In competitions, you have to work at it. You might be a good swimmer. You can beat somebody at your school maybe, but you keep going on to another level. You're going to have to work at it. Amen? And so it's going to take some work putting God first. That's what we're talking about today. Now we're almost there. We're almost there now. How do I do it? Wouldn't you like to know that today or not? You seem like an interesting crowd, or maybe I'm delusional. It could be. It could be. How do I put God first, Pastor? Okay, I believe it should be done. He's holy. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's immutable. He's eternal. He's never wrong. He created everything that is. He never changes. He loves the snot out of me. He gave His Son for me. How do I put Him first, though? Because I'm crazy. I'm selfish. I'm screwed up. A lot of sin in my life. If you tell me how, I'd maybe like to try. Let's try it. Let's see what we can find. Let's see if it's obtainable to put God first. Would you say it out loud? It's going to take what? One more time. It's going to take what? You know what I like about that? You don't have to be rich to do it. You don't have to be the top of the class. You don't have to be the CEO of your company. All it takes is some what? Effort. Effort. And you know who's cheering you on? God is. If God be for me, who could be against me? He wants you to make the effort. So what does that look like? Go back to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. We're learning now. So if it's Proverbs 2, that would be what day of the month? You're getting a gist on reading the book of Proverbs every day. I wish you'd put God to the test this year. Put Him first. Read a chapter of the book of Proverbs every day. That's one thing. I'm not saying that's all the Bible you read, but do that. See if you aren't smarter, better, stronger. It's going to be amazing. Putting God first will give you the best year of your life. And that's what I want to do. Boy, I don't do it. I do it some and then I don't. So I'm with you. I'm not better than you. Got it? Say that out loud. I'm not. Good. I'm not better than you either. Let's learn together. Verse 1. It's going to take effort. My son. Say that next word. What's that word? Yeah. That's you, baby. That's it. Me. If you will receive my words, God speaking, and hide my commandments with you. We're going to read 2:1-5. So the first thing, it's going to take effort. We've got to listen to and we've got to treasure God's word. Now, see, a lot of you, you'd cut me off now. Now, he's back to the Bible now. All I know is the Bible. All I have is the Bible and my sinful, wicked ways. My sinful, wicked ways certainly get God first in your life. So it's the Word of God. It's going to take effort. Listen to His Word. Treasure His Word. When you come to church, look at it with me. Look at it! When I tell you, come on, say it with me. Say it! You hear me or not? I'm too demanding, aren't I? I never played on a losing team that I really liked. But guess what? I wasn't on many losing teams. When people come to me and talk about let's have this ministry or that ministry, I'm very open to ministries. But it needs to be biblical. But I never want to do something that fails. Let's just see if it'll work. No. If you're willing to make it successful, to work your tail off, to get behind it, I'll get behind you. Okay? It takes effort, guys. If you want to have God first in your life, you're going to take His word, listening to it. Verse 2, so that you incline your ear unto what? See, there's so much stupidity out there. Our culture is so stupid today, they think a man can become a woman. And they believe it so much, they let that man now sign up and play women's sports. That's how dumb we are. We're crazy. And then they go further and they will tell you that the man can have a baby. How far is this going to go? Yes or no, amen? That's just one example, guys. Wouldn't you like to know that God created male and female, created he them? Does that sound logical? Yes. Follow God. He ain't going to never lead you wrong. Amen, say. But you got to make the effort. Incline your ear unto wisdom, not crazy stuff. How many in your life you really believe some stupid mess? Can I see some hands? I mean, there have been times in your life you were believing something crazy. Can I see your hands? Go ahead. I knew it. I got a crazy church. It's okay. I'm with you. Here we go. Incline your ear to wisdom. Apply your heart to what? Understanding. So tune in. When you read God's word, tune in. Concentrate on it. Amen? I'm not talking about reading the whole Bible in one night. No. Start believing his word. Start reading it. It's going to take some effort, though. Verse 3, if you cry after knowledge and you lift up your voice after understanding, what does that mean? We're talking about making the effort. Say that with me. Pray for what? And what? And that's awesome. This is what putting God looks like first. This is what it looks like. Okay? In your life. This is if you want to have the best year possible. I'm not saying you can't have a good year, but you're not going to have the year you could have. This is going to take you to a level you ain't ever thought about. Okay? It's incredible. Pray for insight and understanding. Let's look at another verse. We're just talking about it takes effort. See how hard this is? It's hard, ain't it? I got to do something. Yeah, you do. If you want to put God first, it's going to take you doing something. And this is what it looks like. Isn't it funny I didn't say bring all your money to the church? Is that up there? No! Say nice things to the preacher. No! None of that's there. Dress right. No. No. This is heart stuff. This is your life we're talking about. I don't know if you want to answer this question. How many of you had a relationship, then it was bad, and you went after another bad relationship, and you after another bad one? Want to see anybody want to show their hands? Wouldn't it be nice to maybe stop doing the same crazy thing? It's going to take putting God what? First. If you seek her as silver, it's funny. It talks about money or silver, doesn't it? But it talks about wisdom being money. Money's just asphalt. Gold's asphalt in heaven. That's not what you seek after. But wisdom is called gold in God's word and silver. Understanding. Being smart, being wise. That's the most valuable thing you'll be in your life. Amen? Seek her as silver. Search for her as treasures hidden. So seek and search for hidden treasures as you're in his word. Y'all with me or not? This is what God says. I didn't say it. He's saying you can't put me first unless you do this. Sorry. I'm his messenger today. Well, I do this, and I do that, and I do this, and I do that. But you're doing stuff that's not going to put him first. This is what puts him first. Who said that? He did. Amen? Y'all hearing me today? You seem like a pretty good crowd. You are. There you go. We are. We're the best. Amen. You are the best. I actually love the snot out of y'all. Verse 5, then you shall what? So if I do what I just said, that was in the book, then you shall what? The what? You'll understand what it means to respect me, to believe me, to give me priority. You're going to taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen? And you're going to find what? The knowledge of God. That's it. That's it. What? I was waiting for the big fancy ending. That's how you do it. Then you'll understand the fear of the Lord. Okay? Not done with the message, but we're getting close. Keep looking.
So what should I do according to that passage? What do I just learn right there? There's four things. I need to what? Listen. We're talking about God's Word. I need to what? Concentrate. I need to what? Pray. And I need to what? Seek. One more time. Why don't you say that out loud? I need to listen. I need to concentrate. I need to pray. And I need to... This is if you want to put the Lord first. This is how you do it. Putting God first takes effort. And that effort is laid out for you how to do it. Okay? You might say, yeah, but I've been, I'm an alcoholic, or I do drugs, or we got alcoholics that do this. We've got drug addicts that do this. Chris plays the guitar up there. He was a, Chris, are you here? He wasn't feeling well. He was a drug dealer in Atlanta. Now he'll be probably one of the lead speakers for the youth group on Sundays. See what God can do? See what God can do? Yeah. And he's good at it. We're not just doing it because we need somebody. We're doing it because he's really good at it. God can take your life and do crazy things with it. It's wonderful. Okay? How do I put God first? That was number one. These aren't long. Number two, it takes what? See, what I've said today is going to take you humbling yourself. Instead of cutting me off, you know, say, he's hollering. Whatever. It's going to take humility. It's going to take you. Say that verse out loud with me. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and what? Depart from evil. It's going to take humility. It's going to take you saying, not only do I not know what I should know, I'm stupid. I'm stupid when it comes to so much of life and understanding the ways of the Lord. I don't know. I've been going to church. I don't know. And that's just the way it is. I struggle. I have anxiety. I'm stressed out. I can't sleep at night. I'm horrible at relationships. I just don't know. It's going to take you saying, you're right. Amen. Say you're right. So you got to get a lot of practice in today. So plain English, what does it mean? It means don't be impressed with you. If I look at you or some of you, I can say, I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. Okay, and you can do that by looking at me. But you can't do that looking at him. Mm-mm. Don't be impressed with you. Be impressed with him. That's fearing the Lord. Don't be impressed with you. What does that mean? Instead, be what? Instead, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Okay? So now we're on to number three. How hard was that? Say. It all goes back to number one. It takes effort. And then that humility is going to help you make that effort. Amen? Number three. It's going to take what? How many think you can do that one? Hate! Yeah! Yeah. It's going to take some hate. What do you mean, Gary? Hate. We're in the book of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is to what? Hate what? Yeah. Hate evil, but keep look at what evil is. What is evil? Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the what kind of mouth? Froward mouth do I hate. So if you're going to put God first, it's going to take effort. It's going to take you being humble. It's going to take some hate. It's going to take some hate, not at other people. It's going to take hate at yourself. Okay? I hate the way I think. This ain't right. I hate some of my actions because they're wrong according to God's word. I won't be this way. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, I hate myself. I don't want you to go hurt yourself for nothing, but somebody's got to start doing something in your life. Yes or no, amen. Standing in the mirror and looking at an absolute nut and saying, I love me, I'm awesome, I'm wonderful. You can do that, the cows come home. You're still a nut. This is a message that can change your life, change your head, change your heart, change your actions, change your world. You hear me or not? You see why I come to church? It's not to win brownie points. It's to learn. You hear me or not? Good stuff today. I like it. I'm doing this for me, by the way. I'm all in this. I'm all in this today. I really need to do all this. Hate evil. Keep going, buddy. Hate pride. Hate arrogance in your life. Hate corruption. We could talk about Washington. What about the corruption inside of you and me? Hate stubbornness. How many would say, I am a stubborn person, or I certainly have been? Let me see some hands. Stubborn. I wouldn't wear that as a badge of honor. Hate it. See if God won't change you. Amen or amen? Come on. Put God first. What will putting God first do for me? So we've made the case. Okay. What I get out of it? Here you go. You're going to have some understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. You're going to get some understanding. You're going to have what? Say that with me. Good judgment and making what? How much is that worth? Anybody wanting to say, I screwed my life up because I didn't make good decisions and good understanding? I mean, I literally screwed my life up. Anybody want to raise a hand in the house and just say, I did it! You want to keep doing it? Put him first. Number two, what will it do for me? Wait a minute, you're kidding me. I'm going to live a longer life? Are you kidding? No, that can't be in the Bible. Wait a minute. The fear of the Lord does what? Prolongs your days, but the years of the wicked shall be what? Anybody want to raise a hand and say, I should have been dead already from things I've done? Look at you. It's funny though, but you're here now, aren't you? You're here now. I'm not saying church is going to fix it, but boy, you're in a good place, aren't you? That sounds like a little humility right there to me. Amen. And you're listening and you're trying to learn. Yay. Amen. You'll have a longer life. You mean if I put him first, I'm going to live a longer... You are! And don't play the game that way. I heard that one kid, he died at 7. Don't play that game. Believe God's word. Say, he's giving me health, and he's helping me, and he's helping me make good decisions and understand so I can even have better health sometimes. You hear me? I need help in that department. What will it do for me? Say that with me. I'll be what? And escape the what? Now, we got to quit. I could do this all day, but we got football. Now, mine's much later. I'm going to be on the road traveling, so I don't really give a rip right now. But I'll be sharp. How many fell in a trap that was set for you? It was a trap. Anybody want to raise a hand? I mean, man, Pastor, I fell into a trap. Wouldn't you like not to do that? Put God first. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of what? Death. Do we have a wicked one that comes against us, wants to destroy us? Yes or no? Sure, absolutely. Okay. So I'm going to escape when I put God first. I could go all day on this, and Rod, you got to quit writing these long messages. No, I wrote it. I will have a blessed life, and I'll be satisfied, and I'll be safe if I put God first. That's a pretty big mouthful, ain't it? That can't be in the Bible. Let's see if it's there. The fear of the Lord. Now, we know what that is. It tends to what? Life. And he that has it shall abide what? Satisfied. And he should not be visited with what? Safe. You might not like what I'm pushing today. I'm not buying what you're selling, preacher. I ain't selling it. It's free. You're just stubborn. You're arrogant. You're a pain in the rear. Since I'm throwing out words. And you don't want to change. And you can change. God can change you. Jimmy, are you here? Has God changed your life, Jimmy? What? Big time. How long have I known you? 2 years. If Jimmy can change, you can change. Richard? Has he changed your life? Yuda, have you seen God change Richard's life? So as a wife, you've seen it. We know nobody's perfect. I get that. Is this possible, guys? You hear me?
Now, some of you, I'm not going to go around the horn with you because I don't know you as well as others. You hear me or not? Pete King, has God changed your life? Would you identify as one of the stupid people back in the day and making dumb decisions and screwing up your life, yes or no? You did. And following Christ and putting Him first, has it paid off? Yes. He said, I've been reading Proverbs for 77 years. How old are you, Pete? He's just 93. But you know better than Pete. You're smarter than Pete. You talk to me when you're 93 and still able to teach a Bible class. And though you're feeble and things struggle, and you have your own struggles, but thank God you still got a mind for Christ. This works. Got it? You want proof? There's plenty of proof in this building. You hear me? Chuck Bears. One time you were problem with alcohol. Is that correct? You gave your life to Christ. Has God changed your life, Coach? 100% change in your life. Does it pay to put God first? Big time? Or as a coach? You hear me or not? This works, guys. I got to quit. We'll quit the message, buddy. We'll get, finish it up. We're there. We got to be there. The fear of the Lord, say it with me, is the what? Of knowledge. But what? So if you despise what we put on the screen today, you know who you are. And it's okay. It's okay to acknowledge, I'm a fool. I've been a fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That literally means the fool has said in his heart, no God! It's okay to be a fool, but once you know the truth, you're responsible now. You hear me? And the truth will set you what? It'll set you free. We're done with the message. 2025 can be the best year of your life. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. 1, 2, 3. Let's say Happy New Year. 1, 2, 3.
Happy New Year.
Let's thank the Lord for His Word. We're done. That was a strong word. That was good today.